I wish you a beautiful Wednesday and I hope you're keeping really well. I also hope by now you have got your creativity journal or a notebook and some nice colours or markers and have started to delve into the creative side of yourself. I know that doing some of the exercises from It's Time For Me will say, oh, I hadn't got time, or this happened or that happened or the other thing happened, which is all relative and all real. But I really, really would encourage you to get this creative journal. And the reason for that is because delving into this part of yourself, like I said last week, is a fundamental part of helping you to progress forward. And particularly as we're doing a journey of self-discovery, it will allow you to open up the potential of your mind to even more than what you think is even possible for yourself. It'll also allow you to open up the potential of your mind to see yourself more clearly, to see the true essence of you and the true version of you. And today I wanted to talk about something in relation to the true version of you. Something I've been doing over the last few weeks is a lot of work around fear for myself. And normally when I do this, I have lots of different practices that I use, and I have shared those over the last couple of years and repetitively so. But what I actually wrote down was something that I was really trying to work towards in my life. And I wrote down, if I didn't have this fear, I would be dot, dot, dot. So basically the question is, who would you be without the fear? So it could be a specific fear around a part of your life. It could be a load of fears that you have. It could be different fears you have for different areas of your life. Whatever way, you can break it down and go through each one, or just take one like at a time, one a month, whatever you need to do. And the reason I'm bringing this into your journey of self-discovery is because we always are somebody on the other side of fear, on the other side of responsibility, on the other side of doubt. We lie in our purest existence and we lie in our purest state. It's very hard for us at times to actually see that, because these doubts and these fears and negativities, often we feel they're a form of protection. They protect us from, you know, if we're not going to get to where we want to be, it'll make it all okay, because sure, I knew anyway, I had that fear, I had that worry, or I had that doubt, and it was real. But what about if that doubt or fear is only real because it's in your head and you've made it real? Who would you be without it? So I really would love you to think about that today. And then, you know, in your creative journal, look at that person then. Draw a picture of who you are without that. Like, imagine shackles being like taken off your body and you're like expanding and growing. Who would you be? Who are you without this? This is a really important part, I feel, because to get in tune with you and who you really are, you have to do things to get there, but you have to offer yourself the space to do it. So these practices could really help you. So I hope you have a beautiful Wednesday, and I look forward to talking to you soon.